Now, as you know, we had a big year this year. We were off into the, you know, trips all over the place, including in those trips was a couple of trips to the Monday Bash and, of course, the Birdsville Big Red Bash. Well, if you've probably been living under a rock, if you didn't know, that the lineup has been announced for 2023. And it is unbelievable, a cracking lineup. And next year's event is going to be an absolute huge event, being 10 years of the Big Red Bash, and it's going to be a massive celebration. And look, you need to get onto it. Tickets will go on sale on the 25th of October, so you need to be all over that. October 25th, grab your tickets, and they're going to go faster than a stolen Commodore, as my mate Adam Harvey would say. Now, I thought, in light of the fact that the lineup for both events has been released for next year and tickets going on sale in October 25, we'd catch up with my mate Greg Donovan, who is on the line. Greg, how are you, mate? You excited?
Yeah, going good. Yeah, we're all excited. Our team's pumped. Another year ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic, mate. And a stellar lineup. It's just unbelievable. And the amount of people that have already contacted me saying that they're going to be there, they can't wait to get there. There are people saying that they're going to both events. And look, for those of you that haven't got onto this, we've got a podcast. It's the official podcast for the both Bash events, the Big Bash podcast. And you can catch up with some good stuff on there as well. But what about the lineup headed up by Ice House? I mean, fair dinkum. I mean, you just can pull a big name act. I've got to give it to you, Greg. The Hoodoo Gurus, Pete Murray, The Angels, Human Nature will be fantastic. Kate Sobrano, my mate Troy Cassadale, The Waves. I tell you, one favourite, and the bloke who started it all, John Williamson. He'd be keen, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. That's you're right. He started it 10 years ago. He was the very first person to play out there at Big Red, right on the top of the dune by himself back in 2013. So it's fantastic to have him back after 10 years.
Yeah, I saw an article somewhere or a post somewhere where he said he just cannot believe that what started is just a little bit of, and nobody can. What started is just, you know, him singing a few tunes to a handful of people after a marathon run has turned into probably one of the biggest music events in the, not just in the country, but in the world, certainly the most remote.
Yeah, definitely a little remote event. And, you know, look, we get 10,000 odd people out there to the middle of nowhere, and it's looks huge. It's like we built a little city on the edge of the Simpson Desert, just outside of Birdsville, and it is a big, very, very iconically Australian destination and experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, some other crackers acts that will be there as well. Wendy Matthews, who I thought, when she played at Monday last year, I thought she was sensational. Gee, she still goes as good as ever. Shane Howard. I mean, there's a name, and I mean, from Goanna, isn't he? Shane, fantastic.
Yeah, Shane's from Goanna, and yeah, seeing some of the classics from Goanna and some of his own stuff, and, you know, obviously his big hit, Solid Rock, and that goes down really well, you know, in that sort of environment. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we use that for the intro for our podcast, actually. Ross Wilson from Mondo Rock, and, of course, Daddy Cool. You got Dragon. Now, the band that took me by surprise when we were in Mundy and in Birdsville was Chocolate Starfish. I've seen comments, Greg, where people have said they'll go there just for them. They were fantastic. honestly took me by surprise. I'd never really, you know, I mean, I know who they are, but I've never really got into them, whatever. But, mate, geez, I watch out from now. Geez, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, look, they put on a fantastic show. They get the crowd involved. You know, they sing great music, and it's just, you know, it's like, it's amazing. People love it, and we get so much positive feedback about, you know, you've got to have Chocolate Starfish, and I guess that's why we've got them back.
Yeah, oh, they were very popular.
Very popular, mate.
Well, why not? I mean, if that's what the people want, and for people that aren't, for people that didn't go this year but are going next year, well, at least they don't miss out on those sorts of acts. And if you were there both years, well, sure, you get to see them, you know, twice. But I don't think anyone's going to be too worried about that.
Oh, no. Look, I mean, twice, you know, everyone loved it, and people wanting to come back and see them, and, you know, watching a band twice in one year is not too bad, really.
Yeah, and someone who loves the event more than I do, Kate Sobrano. She'll be there. I know she's a fan of the event. I think it's just in Birdsville now. It is 10 years. We'll obviously tell people more about the Monday Bash as well. But look, tickets on sale October 25th. They need to jump onto it, Greg. And, mate, we'll keep up to date with what's going on. We'll keep in touch with you and give people updates. In the meantime, keep an eye on the Facebook pages and the like. And, of course, the Monday, the Big Bash podcast. But, Greg, well done. I know we've chatted on the podcast, but I thought we'd just jump on the radio and just tell people tickets are on sale October 25th. Come on, if you haven't been there, and we've spoken about it here for years now, if you want to know what we're talking about, get on and get your tickets, yeah?
Yep, absolutely. They do go pretty quick once they go on sale. So, we put them on sale pretty early so people can make a plan ahead, get their leave booked in and trips and friends together and all that sort of stuff.
Mate, so listen, it's now the calm before the storm. That you and Raylene just kick back, relax. I know you've got a big motorbike adventure coming up. You can tell me about that. Yeah, I know. It's a big deal. It's a family business, and I see that. And I think it's hats off to you, as well as Laura, your young bloke. You just do such a great job, mate. Well done. I'm so happy for you, mate. I'm so glad that I'm glad that we're sort of in some way a part of it. It's good, mate. And I love talking about it here and obviously love getting out there. And I've bumped into a bloke here who I do a lot of work with in Adelaide. He said, mate, I'm coming to Birdsville with you. I said, yeah, okay. So they all love it. Mate, I've got to fly. We were out of time, but we'll talk soon.
No worries. Yeah, it was great to chat and we'll talk again soon.
The Big Red Bash, tickets on sale on October 25th.